But one of my ex-girlfriends started dating me.
Yeah.
And my mattress was covered with so many different stains from other women.
Oh, you got to get rid of that.
I mean, it was like crazy. Because here's the other thing is before I made any money at all, like I didn't even know you could buy a mattress cover. A mattress cover is some wow.
So you have a seasoned mattress.
Yes.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Randall Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast live on a Monday. Live on a Monday morning, April 17th.
Wow.
Shannon, you better tell me what we're up against in a minute. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Trying to shake off my fucking
anxiety from being
25 minutes late.
It's not that bad. Nobody's mad.
Dude, Monday morning traffic in New York City is just it's a whole fucking... And what I do, I am the guy that just slams on my horn and screams at the top of my lungs. Shannon hears me.
Jesus Christ.
Shannon hears me. I'm like, fucking move! And then I finally figured out what it was. It was there was construction.
Oh, you were in park.
I didn't turn the car on.
There was construction. And then when I finally got to the construction where it was like, you know, there was like an arrow saying everyone go to this lane. And then there was another arrow, a truck saying go to that lane. So everyone was being filtered into one lane. And then as soon as I got to construction, guys, I went, fuck you! Cockfuckers! And then they were like, what the fuck is wrong with you, buddy? And then I just fucking zipped along.
Nice. I mean, at least you got it out, though.
I got it. I had to get it out.
At least you got it out.
I had to get it out. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. As always, two incredible guests. You guys know and love him from the Monroe Martin Podcast. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I started my own podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Monroe Martin is back on the show.
We keep touching thighs. Hell yeah.
And then also, ladies and gentlemen, you know him from the Locker Room Talk Show. Clap it up for Joe Gorman, folks.
What's up, goofballs?
You guys might be my opposite friends. You guys are the two most opposites of people that I know.
Man.
But you're both nice guys. Nice. It's not like not in a bad
way. He seems like a nice dude.
Yeah, have you guys never met before?
I don't think so, no.
I think we're going to be very good friends by the end of this.
I think Joe Gorman might be the co-host of the Monroe Martin Podcast by the end of this, doggy.
Let's do it, man.
I think the dynamic here is going to be wonderful. Wonderful.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm so stressed right now. I'm moving tomorrow.
Where are you moving?
Uh-oh.
I'm just moving like 10 minutes from my house. Oh, staying in Jersey. But I'm fucking just seeing. I've done nothing. I haven't lifted. I haven't. There's not one single thing packed.
You're not hiring a moving company?
Oh, yeah. I'm hiring a company. They're doing it all.
Yeah.
But nothing's packed. And I don't know why I still have anxiety.
I don't know.
I'm not even doing it. I'm coming here to record a podcast tomorrow during the move.
Yeah.
Oh, probably they don't steal your shit.
No, my sister's going to want. My sister steals my shit. My sister, I have to shame my sister publicly every time she steals from me from now on. This could be a new thing. You guys should mention her. At her, tell her we're watching, tell her we see her, we know what she's doing. She fucking, I leave like a credit card at home, just like a, you know, just in case I lose my wallet, I have one credit card that's just like in my house.
Oh.
And then I saw it, I was like, there's a bunch of charges on it. I was like, I don't use this credit card at all. Like, it's just my at home, just in case there's an emergency credit card. I was like, did you use my credit card? She's like, no, not at all. And then I was like, all right. And then I was about to call the company and be like, oh, my card number's been stolen. And then she stopped me from calling and she was like, all right, I did. I bought weed and food on your credit card.
She
weed
lied to you.
Food
she
lied to me. Credit card?
It's fucking wild, dog.
That's amazing.
Doggy, she was my personal assistant for a month, and then she bought groceries for her family on my credit card.
Oh my
God,
that's exactly what Dane Cook's brother did to him.
you're
like the fucking Dane Cook.
But it was like 90 million, right?
That's the equivalent.
Is that how much Dane Cook's? Honestly,
I think Dane Cook's brother got like millions of dollars.
In comparison to what I make compared to what Dane Cook makes, she attacked a large portion of my financial something or others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe, I don't know.
Are you going to press charges?
I should teach her a fucking lesson, right?
Yeah.
I should teach her a lesson and have her arrested for stealing from me.
Yeah, dude. That's a lot of money. Pay him back with interest.
Mm. Let's see. There it is. 12 million.
12 million.
Sister-in-law, half. Oh, it says half brother too.
Oh, man.
Half enemy.
Fuck that.
Damn, dude.
This is like real brother.
12 million.
12 million.
Sucks.
Sister makes terrible choices.
So it's his sister-in-law and his half-brother.
Yeah.
No. It's his half-brother.
Half-brother and the woman who married him.
And he was just his business manager. Yeah. And he was still for me. So that's the thing. You have to really trust.
Who can you trust if you can't trust family?
That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. And now I know I can't trust anybody.
Yeah.
It's a whole fucking thing.
What are you going to do? Start hiding your money under your mattress?
Well, now my credit cards are all on me at all times.
Which also sucks if you lose your fucking wallet.
Yeah, then I'm in trouble.
Yeah. You got to like have it in like a safe locker or something.
And now my new house is like a keypad entrance.
Nice. I don't trust that.
So
it's I like an old metal key. I want that old metal key. You're going to have to pick this lock.
You got to get like
a break a window. I don't want you to just fucking walk up and scan your phone. Because they can do that. NF, the tags and shit?
No, it's not my phone. It's specifically a code.
Oh,
it's not like a smart lock?
And then I think it's a thumbprint as well. It's a thumbprint or a code.
You don't think they can hack that?
Maybe.
I bet they can hold up a black light and see your fingerprints on the buttons and tell the order that it's in.
Which somebody watched Spy Kids 2 this past week and it's coming up with fucking hacks. How would they, if they do that, how would they know the order of the buttons? How would they know? What if I hit 1119, which is not my code?
I think it may be his code.
Shannon, edit. Shannon, edit now.
Code is definitely not James' birthday.
Fucking chill. Shut up. but you prefer a metal key. See, this is the whole system. Yeah. Like, this is all right. So, this is my security system. Mm-hmm. This is my front door, how to get in. This is my heating system. It's all on one app.
Yeah.
Everything is one thing.
I don't trust it.
So, you think somebody's going to hack me?
Because I got smart appliances, and that shit's always glitching. It'd be talking to me.
Yeah.
Things turn on when I don't ask them to. So imagine that. Like, you're just not home and your door just decides to unlock.
All of those things, so you walk into a house, right? Like, this new house is, this is where, like, I'm at in my life. And I have USBs in the plugs and I'm going, doggy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I fucking made it. USBs in the plugs. Yeah. That's that.
You don't need a box. Just fucking stick it in the wall, girl.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. They got the USBs built into the plugs.
Yeah.
But all of those things, like a smart house, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this house is set up to be like a fucking smart house, right? Yeah. Where I could like turn the pool heater on where I'm fucking away, right? I could turn the heat. My problem with all that, right? Like, I want to come home and watch a movie and have romantic music playing when me and my girl walk in the door.
Yeah.
That all exists. It's already set up.
What's romantic music to you? Is it like grunge?
Death metal.
You are the white man.
Keep rolling.
Take the land back. For he is the true chosen one.
all that whole thing, it all sounds great in theory, right?
Yeah.
But the idea of setting up everything to be interconnected with each other, the lights and the TV and the heat and the security, it just seems like a lot.
You need great Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And right now, who do we have? We got Spectrum, fucking Xfinity.
What about Google Fios?
What the hell is that?
That's like Google super fucking internet.
Nobody says Fios. It's Fios.
Is it?
So you need to chill with that.
I've only read it, dude. Give me a break.
He's like,
you read it as Fios.
He's like, Google Fios.
Yeah.
The convenience of all that stuff where I can like from like, dude, I'm gonna turn my lights going on, the heat on.
You have to have great Wi-Fi.
But even just the great Wi-Fi, you have to have the patience. You have to have the patience to set it all up. I don't even know the first step to set all that up, and it just gives me anxiety. So I'm like, you know what? I'd rather just fucking click a light on.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's how I am, man.
So I understand what you're saying.
I have smart bulbs and shit. Those things cut on, cut off when they feel like.
So you just want to. Click the light.
I got the clapper from like 1997.
I got the clap in 1997.
That's how we do it, man.
I get worried about that because you know how they say, like, remember when the printer, scanner, fax machine came out?
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, it's good in theory, but then if one breaks, you lost all three of your things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the same thing with that, where like if that goes on the fritz, now my lights are fucked up, my heat's fucked up.
Yeah. I got like a smart AC. It don't cut on because we leave the dog home. And we wanted to cut on like in the middle of the day and then cut off. That shit don't even cut on half the time.
Dog died.
You found out the hard way.
Yeah.
Smart AC, dumb dog.
Yep. But yeah, well, I mean,
I got to teach the dog to push the button.
People say that too. They're like, yeah, dude, don't get a car with like the fucking electrical. Because
they can steal it with a key fob.
Cause,
yeah,
but they can steal it with like a USB because we have that. Our car got stolen.
I rented a car with one of those with an actual fucking speedometer with a little fucking stick. That shit felt like it was the 30s. This shit was wild. I can't do it, doggy. No, I need an electrical. I need some electrical shit. But
damn.
I'm coming around to technology. But I'm trying to deal with the stress right now. Of
the people that are moving you, they're going to unplug and pack all your electronics too?
Yeah.
Or you got to do that?
No, they do everything.
Everything.
That sounds stressful.
Yeah.
Not if you got good movers, though. My sister just moved to Queens, and she had a moving company, and it was no problem from Manhattan to Queens. They got it all done in
a day. That's why I got burnt last. Well, not burnt, but like my opinion is skewed. The last time I moved, my dad just sent me 3 Mexicans from his shop.
And what shop does he have where he can...
He's a welder.
Oh, okay.
And he just went.
Yeah.
He sent
He
sent me 2 Mexicans and a leader.
Okay.
And
2 Mexicans.
They were moving my shit with me, and I went downstairs, and I had like the downstairs door, and I just hear the door like slamming every time they move.
Yeah.
They had taken my fucking Xbox One in the box and put it as a doorstop.
Oh.
And the big heavy, not my apartment door, the building door.
Oh,
the one that's supposed to slam.
Why?
And so my Xbox was just getting cracked every time they came in and out. Oof.
My Jesus Xbox is currently getting cracked every time she goes out.
Nah.
I thought that's what their job was.
No, I don't trust them.
Only Lewis knows when a joke is truly that good.
That's true. No, I hired a moving company. Mm. I won't say the name of the company until they do a good job because I'm not going to plug them until they do a good job. And also, I don't want to say the name of the moving company because if you were hilarious, you would just cancel my movers. You would call them and be like, yeah, we got to cancel. Sorry.
Yeah, they would have to call every moving company in the greater New York area.
Or
and
change
New
the
Jersey.
Address.
Yeah.
Or change the address, have them move my stuff to fucking Africa. <house? laughs>
They wouldn't do that.
To the Bronx.
They'd never do that.
I hired a very reputable moving company. I simply went, all right, what is the best rated moving company in this area, right? And I looked at all the reviews, lots of great reviews, and then they started coming up in my algorithm on like Instagram and on Facebook, and this is how I know they're good, because their advertisement is, don't try to save money on movers, get guys that do it the right way. Like they're saying, we're not cheap, motherfuckers. Don't even click.
Yeah, I like that.
Don't even click on us if you're trying to save money, because it ain't happening, motherfucker. Yeah. And in a weird way, I was like, you know what? They led first with quality, and that made me feel like they're going to do a fucking great job.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they're coming like, hey, dude, we can fucking chop it down. We'll do this. That. Every time I've ever moved, with the exception of like the past couple times, it's always been trying to save money on the move.
Yeah.
And when you try to save money, there's certain things. It's like trying to save money on shoes. You're going to buy shitty shoes that make
and
your feet hurt.
You're
going
to have to buy more shoes.
You're going to have to buy shoes. So why even? And then the experience as well of while you're walking and running and doing everything else sucks. And you got to spend more money in the long run. So why do that for yourself? And that is sort of.
He says while sitting next to his Asus laptop.
It's a Samsung. And I constantly spill coffee on them.
You know, that's a little different. I will give you that.
Yeah.
You're the first person who needs a disposable laptop.
Yeah. I do. So but I used to try to save money on moves. I remember there was one time I moved with this moving company. And they were like, the move was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it was like 2 movers and a truck. I want to say it was like $140.
Okay.
Like that was it.
That's cheap.
Really cheap. Yeah. Like it's you know, 70
bucks. They're not even a company, it's 2 cousins.
Well, here's what they do. They go $70 an hour, 2 man with a van. And I'm going, all right, this is going to take you 2 hours. Better take you 2 hours because that's all I got.
Yeah.
And then they show up and they pack up an entire apartment. It's just shitty stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I packed up in a really shitty way. So they come, and what they did was they had to use some of their own packing supplies.
So they charge for that.
So they try to charge for that, right? So but they didn't even like tell me they do it, right? And then they go to give me my bill. Before they unload it, they give me my bill. They're like, it's $360 or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is literally money that I don't even know what I'd have to go suck dick on a corner to find that money in that moment. Yeah. I'm like, it's just that's another $200.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not happening.
Yeah.
So then the guys were like, well, we're not giving you your shit. These 2 Russian guys, dude.
Oh.
They're like, we're not giving you your shit. Dude, it was a standoff with me with a hammer standing in front of their truck.
Yeah.
With them trying to leave with my shit. Like, literally, my girlfriend calling the cops. Yeah. Like, I'm going to kill you with a fucking hammer right now if you don't give me my shit, dude.
Nice.
And then the cops came, and then they made the guys unload my shit because they're like, this is a civil case. So like, you can't steal a shit.
Okay.
If you leave with a shit, you're criminals, right? But this is the mentality of these fucking cheap Russian guys with a van on Craigslist.
Yeah.
So, never again.
Damn, dude.
What the fuck? type of supplies were they using?
Yeah.
How much just is like packing tape?
That's
but
wild.
I had like, you know, I had like a mattress covered in period blood. These poor guys had to like fucking carry it against their face. You know how many fucking mattresses I've had to fucking.
Yeah. Damn, you don't get a new mattress when you move?
Every time I move?
Yeah.
No.
How often really? Do you move?
More than he needs a new mattress.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've moved. Since I moved to Jersey, this will be the third house I'm moving into in Jersey.
Damn.
How often do you go through mattresses?
I mean, I've been in New York 10 years, maybe 12 years. I'm on like two mattresses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought a new mattress when me and my wife moved.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We got a new chick.
Like, but not even that. Like the mattress we had from the first apartment, because we were there for 2 years. And then we got to bend it up and move it across the street, and it ain't going to be the same.
It's crazy. So it's like, I think about this. Get a my new mattress. I'm not going to say which one, but one of my ex-girlfriends started dating me.
Yeah.
And my mattress was covered with so many different stains from other women.
Oh, you got to get rid of that.
I mean, it was like crazy. Because here's the other thing is before I made any money at all, like I didn't even know you could buy a mattress cover. Yeah. Like, I didn't know a mattress cover is some fucking wow.
So you have a seasoned mattress.
Yes.
That would. How much did you sell it for? It'd go for a pretty penny.
No, what I did, eventually I throw it out and I buy like a mattress bag for it because I'm so embarrassed that people can't see like all of the fucking wild.
You just didn't like lay down and smell it.
Just fucking lick it.
Like, oh, the money.
Scratch it.
Yeah. You could have sold that for some big money. You could have bought a whole new unstained mattress with the money you could have sold it to.
Do you think so?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you could have sold it.
Yeah. In Japan, they sell fucking used panties in vending machines. How much do you think a used mattress
That's real, though?
Oh, absolutely, dude.
I would put it in your hot tub with the hot water on and make, like, slut broth.
Yeah.
slut broth? I fucks with that.
Or, you know,
that is a variation of a Voss joke.
No, what I should have done was I should have cut it up like they do the canvas for the UFC and, like, sell little sections of period-stained mattress and name all the different comedians that it could be. Ah, shit. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Zippix for being a longtime supporter of today's show. If you guys are trying to cut back on smoking, or you simply can't smoke while you're at work or traveling or whatever else that you're doing, Zippix is your answer because they make these little incredible toothpicks that are laced with nicotine, and they get you that buzz very, very quickly through their sublingual absorption technology.
Yep, and Zippix comes in 6 awesome flavors, and you can use Zippix anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke, because there's no smell, no smoke, no hiding cigarette butts, and Lou, they cost a ton less than cigarettes.
Way less than cigarettes, and you get to look cool. You get to do your best Razor Ramon impression, say, oy me chico, flick it in your enemy's face, all while getting this sublingual absorption buzz. Right now, go to ZippixToothpicks.com, that's Zippix, toothpicks.com, and use the promo code ASK10 to save 10% off your order today. All right, where were we? Yeah. But yeah, now I got a mattress pad.
Yeah.
So
hell yeah.
Those stains just don't really matter anymore.
Type of mattress pad you got? I need something.
I don't know. It just covers the mattress.
It's not like a topper?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It's just it's like essentially a soft bag that the mattress goes in, so you don't stain that shit up.
Yeah. Gets a little messy in there sometimes.
It's a little messy in the bedroom sometimes. Yeah. Because I don't mind period sex at all.
How often do you do period sex?
I have sex. Me and my girlfriend have sex when we're together.
Yeah. Like, every day?
Nonstop. It's crazy.
Yeah?
It's a lot of sex.
How long you been together?
It's going on a year. Next month will be a year. But it was long distance. Yeah. You know, okay. We got very serious in the past, I guess, like 7-8 months, you know, and she's moving here one week from today.
Nice,
you
know? Dude.
Nice.
Yeah, very
hell
excited.
Yeah, dude.
So, I mean, probably because it's long distance, I'm assuming we're not going to bang like 3-4 times a night once we're like living together.
But if y'all were already living together and you were together for like 3 years, how often are you banging? Are you still banging like 3 times a day?
I have a very
like full on the relationship.
I have a very high libido. So,
are they long bangs or short bangs? Like, 5-10 minute bangs that are like 20 minutes a pop?
Depends. It really depends. Sometimes you get a quickie in the morning, get it out quick. At night,
see, the morning is always the longest.
Really?
Because the dick be hard and it's numb.
No. Damn. Numb. What are you doing the night to your dick?
No, I'm saying like it be like hard to the point where you can't even feel anything.
You just, that's like morning's quick because you have the refractory period.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. I've rebuilt, dude. In the morning, I fucking 2 minutes, shoot a giant fat, it just keeps on fucking shooting. Just
fucking wild.
Yeah, you have the end of the day, you have all that rage and frustration that you can take out on this person.
Yeah.
Hold a pillow over their head while you fucking hit it and pumping away.
But I'll do
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, just a man. I will, yeah, I'll have period sex. I don't give a shit at all. Yeah. I'll go down on a chick in her period.
It'll look like that. Period sex by the time
you
we're
you never
done.
Got down on a chick? Well, not even by accident?
Yeah, what is that called? Tartar?
Tartar.
Wait, at all? You've never gone down on a chick at all?
No, oh. on her period. No.
Oh yeah, dude, that's crazy.
They call that earning your wings. I've never done it.
No, it's you can get you could get poisoning from that.
Go fishing in the Red River. You can't get poisoning.
Yeah, you can,
from blood.
Dude.
Okay.
No, dude, they like, all get... the fucking iron in the blood. Dude?
Okay, first of all, that iron makes you stronger, dude. Iron, iron sharpens much. Iron. You don't know how science works.
You could get an overdose.
No, dude,
it's too dangerous.
Iron overdose.
It's not worth it,
no
Lewis.
No way, dude. I become Iron Man every time I go down her period.
No,
I am Iron Man. That's how I make her come. I just say that into her pussy.
Jarvis.
Yeah. So no, I'll go down on a chick all day, every day. The other thing, you know how they say going down on a bitch will give you mouth cancer?
It will. It happened to Michael Douglas.
Nah, he had something else.
But lesbians, wouldn't they all be getting fucking?
Yeah, they be all have trachs and shit.
Why, like every
lesbian. All lesbians were talking about that.
I too much pussy.
Natalie, are you concerned about getting mouth cancer from eating all that snatch?
I didn't even know that was a thing. This
you
is
didn't
the
even
first
know
time
about
I've heard
what?
That.
But I bet it's not just snatch. I bet it's butt. I bet it's dick. I bet it's I bet it's putting things.
I believe specifically it's HPV.
So
it's when you go down on a girl with HPV that those that
so his lady had HPV.
It gets in your gums.
And gave me
oral sex does not directly cause throat cancer, but it can spread HPV. HPV can cause precancerous cells. So essentially, if your body, if you're a bitch, if you're a bitch,
you're a pussy.
If you're a pussy, your body can't handle eating pussy.
Yeah.
It'll turn into cancer.
Yeah,
that sounds like misinformation from Big Vagina. Trying to get us to go down. I'm not taking that chance, dude.
Yeah. So I the mouth cancer is because I love to go down. Yeah. I love to go downtown.
Okay.
Facts.
You stay on the clit, you just lick the whole thing up.
It depends on what's going on. I'll go to the ass.
Yeah.
I'll flip her over again, flip her over twice. She's like, you don't need to do that. I was like, doesn't matter, bitch. I love flipping. Yeah. Let's go.
You do the
5 minutes on this side, flip it on that side.
The buzzer goes off in the grill.
Ah, shit. Would you go down on a chick with her period, Natalie? And put the sexy music on, please.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Hold on.
Please.
After last night, I think I was trying to.
Slayerini blood
sweater.
I just haven't.
You haven't?
Yeah,
never.
No, I haven't.
Would you let a girl go down on you on your period?
If she was cool with that, I wouldn't.
You
I'd
wouldn't
be like,
care.
Keep it north, you know?
North. So they can't kiss you in your mouth.
So
after she
weird.
Does that, you'll be like, mm-mm.
You wouldn't do like a vampire blood game sort of thing where you guys
thing.
Are just rubbing the blood all over your tits and fucking spitting it into each other's mouths?
Yo, that'd be cool.
Hot lesbian vampire shit, doggy, all day.
Is there like
for
a.
Me.
Also, it's not like, look, regular blood, like from the neck, or like, if I, like, let's say I was a vampire, right? Yeah. And I fucking bite into a bitch's wrist. Or a guy. If you're a vampire, you're bisexual, right?
Yeah.
Vampires are just out there.
Much.
They're fucking.
They don't wear mascara.
They're out there. If you're a vampire, you're just a sexual being, okay? It doesn't matter what it is.
Do you think vampires were the original bisexuals?
Absolutely.
Maybe.
They're the original pansexuals.
Do you think that's what it was? It was like, oh, he a vampire. Like,
He's like, call me they, them. Dude, you bite. I feel like wrist blood is sweet and delightful. Neck blood, just fucking.
Yeah.
Period blood is a little chunky. It's like you're dispelling.
Yeah, it's got pieces in it.
It's like hot chocolate.
It's got more. It's like extra pulp.
Exactly.
Cody Soprano doesn't like period blood. Yeah. He likes some. He likes some pulp.
Yeah, dude. It is the extra pulp is the problem with it, dude. You just get it. I almost feel like I wouldn't mind it if you could simply strain it first.
Run it through a Brita.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're fucking a girl on her period, you'll pull out and like the base of your dick where your dick meets your pubes.
It has like a clog.
Just be like,
what I sometimes
I thought
like
that was like an embryo.
I imagine it's pieces of embryo.
A little,
like a little bit of fucking skull, a little bit like a finger. Yeah. Like, oh, there's a baby finger right there.
Eyeballs on like the head of your dick.
Yeah. I'm with you, Monroe. We're on the same page. We're on the same page today. But would you go down on a girl on her period? 573 gas line. I'm just going to open it up to the phone lines. I like this topic. This is a great topic. In fact, I have another question I'm going to pull to the men. But first of all,
I would just stay on the clit if it was period blood.
But you do it. If your girl's like, yo, fucking eat it, Monroe.
Done it. It's my wife.
Yeah.
You know?
You got it.
Yeah. But
I don't know, dude.
I'm gonna stay on the clit as well, obviously. Yeah. You're not trying to get the blood, but you know, I'm not freaking out.
Some people crack that shit open like a coconut. And they want everything. They want the meat, the juice.
Let's do our plugs. Let's get our plugs out of the way. We haven't done that yet. And we have a lot to talk about on today's show. This is a great show. Very sexual energy today. All the girls in the booth are getting horny right now, which I love. I love making the gals horny in the booth. Lillian's currently masturbating. She's got her asshole pressed against the window right now. Mm-hmm. And she's
scooting.
She really is into the sexual harassment that we throw her way. Look at her. Look at her face. All right. So what are you plugging on, Joe?
Man, I got my incredible podcast, Locker Room Talk, with Matt Maron and Bobby Sheehan. We just had Robbie Goodwin on. We got all the heavy hitters, man. So subscribe and support the Patreon at Just Some Locker Room Talk. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Joe W. Gorman.
Love it. Love it. Monroe.
Yo, check out my podcast, the Monroe Martin Podcast, available everywhere. Make sure you subscribe to Patreon, to YouTube. I got a string of shows coming up that you can find on my website at monroemartincomedy.com. That's it.
Zach Amico.
Hey, guys, if you're listening live, I will be in Bensalem, Pennsylvania this Thursday doing a special 420 show, bringing my buddy Alex Tomaselli with me. Come on out.
Hell yeah. Lots of live stuff coming up this Thursday night. This Thursday night, one night only, 420 show, Las Vegas, Nevada. Me and Chris from Brooklyn are going to go out and fucking party at Wise Guys in Las Vegas. So grab those tickets. Tickets are selling fast. Then this weekend, I'll be at Wise Guys Jordan Landing location, West Jordan, Utah, right outside of Salt Lake City. So come out to that as well. I'll also be with Chris from Brooklyn. Then in May, I got Fort Worth, Texas coming up. I got the Secret Group in Houston, Lafayette. I got Comics Roadhouse as well. Plus Grand Rapids, EMS Pennsylvania, Chicago, Detroit, and many other dates coming up all throughout this summer. August 10th through 12th, Legion of Skanks going on the road together. So make sure you grab those tickets if you're in the New England area. We'll be in Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom, the Wilbur Theater, and the Foxwoods Casino. First time me, Dave, and Jay going out ever. And we're planning some cool shit. It's going to be a three-act show. We're doing stand-up.
That's going to be fun.
We're doing a taping for the podcast. And then we are continuing the panel, but we're going dark. Yonder bags, blackface. Like, we're getting funky, doggy.
How he defines going dark.
Yeah. That's what I mean by going dark. Yeah. But we're going harder than we've ever gone, and no phones allowed. We're going to make it the most offensive live show on earth.
Yeah.
So come out to the New England area. It's going to be a ton of fun. Also, if you guys haven't gotten Skankfest tickets yet, Saturday tickets might be sold out at this point, but there are Friday and Saturday passes. If you haven't, grab those tickets. There are Friday and Sunday passes. Sunday night's the biggest night at Skankfest every single year, so don't fucking miss out. We always sell out of Sunday passes last. Trust me, the people that can't make it to the weekend that are doing headlining shows all over the country, they hear about what's happening, and then they show up on Sunday every single fucking year. So make sure you guys come out, grab those tickets. Skankfest.com is the website. We're also looking for volunteers. If you guys want to volunteer for Skankfest, skankfest.com, you can apply right there as well. Make sure you guys subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital, launching a brand new website coming up, I believe this week. Hang tight. I believe this week, brand new website, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network, plus access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. Let's see. Racist Live Chat says, I'm excited. This is Fatal Cumshot. Says, I'm excited for Brendan Schaub as the pinata at Skankfest.
Uh-oh.
What's that mean? They're going to beat the shit out of him?
Well, we usually do fights at Skankfest, and there's a pinata fight. So you have to dress up like a pinata, and then a bunch of fans get to try to beat you up while professional fighters hold it off. I will ask Brendan if
What do you mean, hold it off?
While fighters try to beat up the fans.
The fans?
That are trying to beat up the pinata. Pull it up for a minute. Pull up me as the pinata on YouTube.
Can I be honest, though?
It's so much fun.
That looks fun.
The amount of funny it would be to just watch Brendan Schaub tune up our fans in a pinata outfit.
All right, so here's the deal, and I mean this. I'm going to ask Schaub if he'll do the pinata fight. Mm-hmm. It'll be six fans. Mm-hmm. Brendan gets to pick two people to protect him as well. Mm-hmm. All the fans have to wear Fighter and the Kids subreddit t-shirts.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're just going to watch Brendan Schaub. It's going to be like the Kill Bill music is going to kick in. And he's going to just see red and start going fucking crazy. And it will be awesome. The first death ever at Skankfest. Which
what if it's like that last scene in Jet Li's The One where just like all the mob at Skankfest starts rushing him and he has to like fight off like thousands, if not millions, of fans.
An enormous professional fighter. He's kind of
How many Legion of Skanks fans could Brendan Schaub take at once? I'd say at least six.
I'm saying, yeah. You saying six?
He's a former UFC heavyweight.
I was going more.
Yeah, I would say 10.
Yeah, I'm just like,
gonna, well, I would 10, say 10 before 15, it, before I don't know. Started to I don't maybe know. Think about getting tired.
His UFC was, that was a long time ago, though.
But you got to think about how many people can't take a punch. So if he just punched somebody dead in the face,
but.
Yeah. He'll lay them out.
The fans will be loaded up on Kratom. Yeah, they'll be doing. True. They'll be doing that Las Vegas cocaine. That's really meth.
Pull it up, Shannon. Let's see.
He's a dead man.
This is me dressed as the pinata.
Oh, he's sneaking in. He's coming for you, Lewis.
Oh shit!
Fucking kill that yodeling motherfucker.
Yeah, kill.
It's so much fun, dude.
Ooh.
That's Alan Joban.
Like hey, he's having fun. He's just tagging him.
Yeah.
Oh, Lewis wants to put this guy down.
Lewis,
God
is misery.
Yeah, that's Lewis, so funny.
I'm being jumped by the fans. It rules.
Yeah, no, that's funny.
It's awesome.
That's wild.
It's so much fun, dude.
Why wouldn't Schaub want to do this?
It is the most, honestly.
That looks fun.
The Ellis Mania at Skankfest is one of the most fun things that we do. We're really trying to make it happen this year. There's a lot more red tape involved in doing it this year. I guess Vegas has really tightened things up right now. So we're trying to make that all work, trying to make that all happen. So stay tuned for all that.
That's cool. Like Vegas didn't even crack down on that Las Vegas shooter, but they're cracking down on Skankfest.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty fucking cool, dude.
You can still bring an assault rifle to the 45th floor of any hotel in Vegas, but you cannot punch fans in the face.
Officially more dangerous than guns.
Okay, real quick, we must thank thefreezepipe.com for supporting today's show. If you guys like to smoke weed, and I know you do, if you listen to this show, you're probably a little bit of a pothead. You probably have burnt your throat before. You probably burnt your lungs before. You probably are sick of that harsh, harsh, hot smoke. Freezepipe is your answer.
The secret is a freezable glycerin chamber that comes with every piece. All you do is put it in the freezer for about an hour, and then as the smoke passes through the icy chamber, it's instantly cooled for an easy on-the-lungs toke. Think flavor-packed clouds with zero chest and throat burn. This is the pipe I use at home. I absolutely love it, and I can't recommend it more.
They have bongs, they have pipes, they have dab rigs, they have everything you need, and it is the smoothest smoking experience, bar none. Just go to thefreezepipe.com, that is thefreezepipe.com, and use the promo code RAP to save 10% off your entire order today. Once again, that's thefreezepipe.com with promo code RAP to save 10%. All right, where were we? All right, so... Let's see. This was an interesting... What happened?
They have two callers.
Oh, we have some callers. All right, please. 573 Gasline. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, patch him through.
Yep, should be there.
Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Both from Utah.
Wait, what's your name?
Luke.
Luke. What's up, Luke? Will you go down on a girl in a period, Luke?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Thanks for calling, buddy.
No, but I have a story.
Oh, please tell me.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Jesus Christ.
I just want to make sure.
Okay.
Go ahead, tell me.
What is he?
Okay, so it was my first time fucking a girl with a meaty pussy. I had to like open it to get in there.
Meaty.
And it was in the dark. And then after we're done fucking, I see there's blood on my hand and there's blood on the condom. And
she's dead. So there I am, eating her heart. Go ahead, sorry.
And, you know, I let the girl go to the bathroom, and she leaves the door open to the basement. So I see the dog came down, and he's got something in his mouth. It's that green condom covered in blood and filled with my cum.
Hell yeah, doggy.
Shout out to my dog, Petey. But yeah, gonna try and see you in Salt Lake. Should I go to Friday and or Jordan Landing, wherever the fuck? Wise guys. Friday late show or Saturday late show?
Call up the club and ask them whichever one needs the most people.
All right.
That's the one that you come to. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm very, very excited. I'll see you this weekend, doggy. We're gonna get fucking stoned. And I'm pumped. Thanks for calling, Luke. Damn. You're the man. Damn, your dog.
Hell
fucking
yeah.
The dog.
My dog support you. You know what he used to do? He used to anytime I would have a girl over, he would chew the hole out of their crotch.
Nice.
And make
of their pants?
Yeah,
and make panties. Their panties.
Panties or their pants.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on how pungent their cunt was.
Yeah.
While they were wearing them?
Is he like a BV dog? A BV sniffing dog?
bacterial vaginosis. Yeah.
I thought you just meant big vagina.
Oh, no, he's just like, something wrong with this.
Yeah, no, well, I'm saying if a bitch has some fucking...
Like a gamey.
Some stanky.
If she's a stanky bitch, he will chew the hole out of her jeans.
And then what would you do? You go, yeah, you got to take a shower. You didn't pass
the test.
He'd
break up with her, dude.
Send her home unclean. And cross
his jeans. Break up with her.
You're done.
It's salvageable.
Get lost, stinky pussy.
Yeah. No, he would do that all the time to different girls, and he would chew the crotches out of their pants and their underwear.
And you would buy him new pants and underwear?
No, I was broke.
Just go home with
chaps. I don't even understand the chicks that would fuck me back then. Like I would have an apartment covered in dog hair. I had nothing going on. No money. I was fat. And these girls would just come and they would spread their legs for me. Shame on you.
Did you have drugs?
Nah, that's good, man.
Not
they
really.
Damn.
Because they felt like you inside, though.
It is
no, they felt him inside.
Yeah. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
Why? Like, Shannon, you probably fucked a loser, right?
Oh. She's talking to one now.
Yeah, she's taking a call.
What's going on, Shannon?
Probably another period sex story.
It's fine. We'll put them on hold for a minute. If they want to, we'll patch them through in a minute.
Yeah.
Shannon. She won't answer me.
But I think when dudes get the most pussy is when they down and out, they don't got shit, and women just smell it. And you probably fuck them better than you would if you was busy and had money.
No, dude. Like, when I have sex now, I have sex like American Psycho. Like, I stare at myself in the mirror.
You put a tarp down.
Usually there's a hooker that I murder at the end of it.
You're playing your last tape from your show. Flexing.
Yeah, dude. I fuck way better now than I used to fuck, unquestionably. Yeah. I fuck with a little bit of pep in my step.
Yeah.
You know, whereas back then it was...
You're just happy to be there.
Yeah, whatever. Just not that confident.
Yeah.
Girl wants
like, what if they fucking tell on me? What if they go to the cops after this?
Yeah, like, I have to kill her now. That's in my head that I'm going to have to murder this girl now.
But now you're like confident, like, I know I can get away with this. Yeah, they'll never go to the cops.
Yeah. This was an interesting question. So Jake Shields, who I love, Jake Shields is the man.
Hell yeah.
He's on... he's a former UFC fighter.
Tinkle's best buddy.
Tinkle's really good friends with Jake. Jake's the fucking man. I really, really like Jake Shields. Liked him for a long time. And, you know, he did mine and Dave's podcast. He's on Twitter has just become a troll. Like, he trolls people nonstop. And he just poses these questions that gets people, like, arguing nonstop. And it's great. And I love it. He's a really fun follow on Twitter. But he posed this question the other day. And what was the exact question, Shannon? He goes, how much do you care about a girl's body count? Is it something pointless that men dwell on? Is the saying true that you can't turn a hoe into a housewife? My response was, I was essentially like, it's an insecure man's game to even ask, right? In my opinion. Yeah. And then a lot of people fucking went back at me. They were like, dude, you don't want to fucking, you know, you just don't know what the fuck your girl's going on, what's going on with her, you know. It's an insecure man would be with a girl and he wouldn't care about where she's been before. Mm-hmm. And I was like, am I crazy about this? Monroe, you're married.
Yeah.
Did you ask your chick how many men she's been with?
No.
Never?
No.
Why not?
Because I've probably been with more chicks than guys that she's been with.
Of course.
Yeah. I feel like a dude's body count.
If my girl's been with
more guys than I've
I'm getting mad thinking
chicks.
About it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
But it's also a different thing. Like, so for a girl to be fucked...
Mm-hmm.
She has to be gotten.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got to be gotten. I'll just fuck you. Like, like not now. Like, but when I was single, like, you don't got to get me. Like, I'm trying to get regular. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so.
Pussy's a salad
but
market.
But from a man's perspective, the reason why you don't even want to know about what your girl's been doing is because you're going, like, how many times did she fall for some dude's shit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not the relationships, because if she was fucked, simply just fucked.
You're not mad she's a slut. You're mad she's gullible.
It's just how many times has she been gotten?
Yeah.
Damn.
You know, and then there's certain times, like, I've dated girls where, like, I know guys that have gotten. Like, I'm Eskimo brothers with a few guys that I know, right?
Hell yeah.
And, like... Like, I mean, like, and I maybe you'll hear this. I hope he's not offended. Like... I'm asking my brothers with Joe DeRosa probably a few times over, right?
Nice. Hell yeah. Handsome man.
That's now, cool. I remember just being like, the one chick told me that she banged Joe DeRosa, and I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, I can never really take you seriously now because you fell for Joe DeRosa's horse shit. And he should feel the same way about me. He should be like, you fell for Lewis's shit, so I can't fuck it. How am I supposed to take you seriously now? You know?
Yeah.
Just because, like, and that's that.
Yeah, that's a good way. I never really looked at it like that. I kind of look at it as your experience in bed. Like, if you slept with a lot of dudes and you can't fuck, then I'm like, what was the point of that?
Yeah.
What was the point? Were you just laying there?
Yeah, I look at it as like every experience they've had before me was like they were sexually assaulted. And then when I come into the picture,
you've saved them.
I'm a hero. It's like, damn, I'm romancing. Like, this is like the first time she's felt love.
Right.
You know, before that, you were a victim. And after me, you're back to being a victim. But while I'm here, while I'm in your life, I can be your hero, baby.
I remember the last time.
That sounds like some Black Snake Moan shit.
The last time that I asked a girl her body count. Like, the last time, I mean, I had to be really, really young. Like, definitely, like.
Because you knew she was fucking more than you.
No, that's not it. I know I'm always fucking more than any girl that I meet.
You said young, so that's why I'm
thinking.
Even
when I was younger. Yeah? When I was younger, it was just insecure. Like, what you want to hear when you say it to her, you're like, how many people have you been with? You want to hear her go, three men, and I love them all deeply.
Three men and a baby.
And that was that, one baby.
Yeah, you want to hear that. I don't know.
And the reality is, anything more than that, if she comes at you with anything more than that, it's just going to attack your own ego for whatever it is, right? It's just going to hurt. The reason I don't ask is just because I know that I'm insecure. Yeah. What's the point?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go, tell me about this guy. Tell me, unless you're like a fucking cuck who like gets turned on by the stories, you know what I'm saying? Which I'm not even hating on that. Like, if that's your fucking kink, more power to you, right? Yeah. If you want to listen to your girl, you know, tell you stories about fucking other dudes, have fun with it.
Yeah.
I'm too insecure. I'm too jealous to be able to deal with those stories. Mm-hmm. I'm too jealous like to, you know, I've immediately shut down. So I would just rather not know. I also think that you can have an understanding, or you can just, if you have a good head on your shoulders and you know anything about people, you know if your girl's a fucking hoe.
Yeah.
You don't got to ask her the number. Yeah. You don't got to ask her anything. You know,
you just feel the loose.
Yeah.
You're like, soak nothing. Yeah.
You better have had a baby at some point.
Yeah.
For me, I just hope all the dudes were single sessions.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind if your chick has been with dudes, but if I'm somewhere and two dudes see the chick, and then when you walk away, they like fist bump and they're like, hey, remember that time?
Oh, you mean your chick has been double teamed? Oh, I dated a girl.
Yeah,
once.
That would bother me more than anything.
That will get me.
I dated this
chick. That'll get me, especially if I'm like, yo, could we have a threesome, bring another chick in? And she say no, I would always bring it up. But you fuck two dudes.
That'll break you down quick.
Yeah. I know, Shannon, and I, please, because you've been double teamed, and we've talked about this on the show.
We're not judging. You've been double teamed?
But I'm telling you right now,
if
I found out my girl was double teamed, it may be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
So if she's listening to this, babe.
Lie.
Never tell me.
Yeah.
And I would never ask. I'm not prepared for the worst case scenario, right? Yeah. So in life, you have to be prepared always.
Yeah,
for the worst case scenario.
It's not sensual. It's straight brutality.
You are a whore. You are a slut.
You are a fucking...
Sorry, Shannon, it's not about you. It's about somebody else. You're Shannon, you're great.
Yeah.
You're wonderful. Okay.
But you were just a chew toy for two dogs.
I mean, you know what? Here's what I'll say. Like,
what if she was double teamed by two lesbians with a strap on?
That's fine. That don't really count.
Yeah, that doesn't count, right? Well, it doesn't count if like they've slept with women before.
Yeah, no one cares.
Thank you, darling. Damn, look, the boys are looking now. Hell yeah. I could. Yeah, that would be a really hard thing.
Yeah.
And I don't care how many times she'll give me a threesome. I cannot think about her being double teamed by two fucking dudes.
What if one of them was Joe DeRosa?
Oh my God. Oh no. Oh no. Yeah,
nice,
dude. Zach, did you ask your wife?
We have each other's counts.
You have each other's counts?
Yeah.
Nice.
But you're also a kinky fuck. I bet you were like, you would tell me and you jerked off while she described it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
He probably knows them by number. Tell me about number 42.
No, I don't want to know. And I think it's a sign of insecurity. If you're that worried about what the fuck your chick's done in the past, you know, like, even like just little things, like little, like, you know, even just like My girl told me a story about her like hooking up with a guy in high school, and it kind of bothers me. You know what I'm saying?
That's pedophilia.
No. When she was in high school.
Oh yeah, that's what they're telling you now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Careful. That's what happened to Anthony Bourdain. Yes. His fucking girl had sex with a teenager, and the Illuminati killed him. Made it look like a suicide.
That is all true. 100%.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it was. What's her name?
It was like some
Asia Argento.
Ozzy Argento.
Yeah. He had. So that's why he killed himself.
That, and he had emails that would have led to the arrest of Hillary Clinton.
Nah, that's
don't listen
real.
To anything Joe Gorman says.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I'm just goofing, man. You got to
so
be.
I believe his chick is a director.
Okay.
His chick, Ozzy Argento's director. She had a teenage boy in one of her movies who then Me Too'd her.
Yeah.
And then I, like, in the midst of, I think, what was already a very like crazy relationship.
Yeah.
Because I think she was who Bourdain was talking to when he killed himself.
Like, I'd think be they mad were, too. Like, you they cheat on texting. Me with a high school student?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that'd be brutal.
Yeah, that's.
I can't believe all those husbands.
That's fucked up.
Especially if he was like that cheat on them with their students.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's not just suicides.
Yeah.
The fucking.
I have to kill myself.
Because, like, it's like, damn.
The fucking kid is dicking down my
some 13-year-old with a mustache.
Fucking cool 13-year-old.
What a grown up dick.
So a lot of people are saying they know their girl's ranges over 10 minus 20. Your girl's gonna probably lie. Your chick's gonna probably lie.
Yeah, I heard you're supposed to add like at least 3, like whatever maybe. They tell the number.
I would double it. Whatever your girl tells you, I would probably double it.
Yeah,
because they don't count like blowjobs. They don't count like other sexual acts.
Well, I'm not counting that either. Like, I'm not counting a blowjob.
If somebody,
but that's crazy. I'm starting to ask my girl, oh, how many times have you blown a guy? Tell me how many. Like, that's a crazy thing.
A person's got to live.
Yeah. I remember, like, girls, like, cheating on me, and then me, like, being like, what'd you do? Did you blow him? Was he wearing a condom? Like, just, like, that whole, like, the same girl that got double teamed.
Yeah.
This girl, she's come up multiple times. The same girl who, we brought her to the UFC event, and those guys called her fat, and I pretended to not hear them. So I didn't have to fight them for the girl that I didn't give a fuck about.
Eh?
What? Like, fat? Who?
Man, you want popcorn?
But she told me she got double teamed.
Okay.
Yikes.
In high school? Or
she was in high school, yeah. She was in high school. She let two guys, like, fuck her out, and it fucking, like, killed me.
It's high school, man.
I mean, high school don't count.
Yeah, dude.
I'm thinking like college and up.
Stuggy Heights getting double teamed. They just playing.
It's
not. You're being double teamed, you slut. You fucking slut.
That don't count.
Oh, man.
Anything that happens in high school, it's all good.
Yeah, that's
it. It's all good, man.
All good.
Anything that happens to high school students, whatever.
I try to think I'm pretty mature emotionally. Every time I see a girl that I double team with another dude with another guy now, where like she has a family and a kid, every time I see a picture, I'm like,
you go,
got one in under the buzzer.
There's a girl that we follow each other on Instagram. Me and Dave Smith double teamed her. She's got an entire family. Yeah. Sometimes I'll post a picture of me and Dave and she'll like it. I'm like, you slut, does your husband know? Do your kids know you pig? Ooh, it makes me angry for him. Good girl though, sweet
nice,
girl.
Man.
And but I remember I was fucking that girl. I was already fucking her, and then I like made a joke. I was like, "Yeah, we should literally just joking at the bar, like in the comedy club." I was like, "Oh, me and Dave will double team you." She's like, "Really?"
Yeah.
And I was like, and then I remember it hit my ego. I was like, "Fuck!"
I was like,
"Well, now we have to go do it." Yeah. Fucking slut. Then I anger fucked her.
Nice.
And then Dave came on my sheets, and I got mad at him.
Uh oh! Did you guys make eye contact during that?
He came on my sheets.
So. That's a,
he
that's
didn't
what
have a mattress like protected. Top.
that mattress just became even more valuable, dude. Another celebrity load.
Was it like a roast, like
a spit roast?
Yeah,
spit
like roast? You in the front and the back, or were you like
she was blowing?
He
him.
Was like on top.
Dave was the master of just getting blown while I fucked a chick from behind.
Did you guys high five Eiffel Tower?
Maybe just to be funny.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
because I think the other way is kind of gay.
What?
Like when...
One in the butt, one in the puss?
Yeah. I'm like, y'all
Dave,
balls
Dave
are just clapping at
Lewis's
that point.
Dick in the girl pegging him.
Just me and Dave 69ing while the girl cries in the corner. I've never double penetrated a woman.
Okay.
Could you do that?
Wild. You ever seen
have you ever have you double penetrated a woman?
No, I haven't. I don't think I have.
Yeah.
But have you ever seen the videos when girls do DV?
What's that?
Two dicks in their vagina?
No.
Yeah. That's ultimate gay because you're fucking. If you're a dude, one quarter of what you're fucking is
a dude. Yeah.
So that's just like
there's girls that do DVDA.
No homo. Like, all right, the bit like you're let's say you're doing her, she's on top of you, right? Uh-huh. Side of her. Other guy comes in like it's gonna be double pen, but they go DV, right? Double veg.
Nice.
So it's the base of his dick, the underside.
Yeah. Yeah.
To but and both of y'all,
then you're then your underside, yes,
belly to belly.
Both of y'all vast.
I will say no homo, but I feel like the feeling him jizzing and his penis pulsating, it might actually feel pretty fucked. No homo.
Yeah,
dude, no homo at all. But
like the throb, just
the throb funny. Might feel pretty fucking good. Shannon, were you double? You weren't double penetrated. Don't
what if you're addicted to that? What if that's the only way you can come? After that, where you're like, I like this so much.
Shannon,
you
just did one in the mouth, one in the puss.
Yes.
Oh, you slutted me. Do you think about it sometimes when you masturbate, Shannon?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was the best. It was like the best experience.
Oh, cool.
It was great.
She's making me angry while she's saying that. She's
did they really both look like
mad.
The Rock?
No, they're both bald.
Oh, okay, cool.
But one was my boyfriend, and then one was like a longtime friend. It wasn't like a random.
And your boyfriend wasn't jealous at all afterwards. Or Doring.
There were moments, and like he was a big scary monster, so the other guy would like get nervous at certain points.
So what do you mean? How did he express that he was nervous?
He's a big scary monster. He'd go,
he would, but not like he wouldn't like be threatening towards the guy. He would just be like more
like, get in this, man. Come on, let's go. Get in the game.
He would be like more like sexually aggressive with me, but in a fun way, like during the whole process.
He was like, no, I'm gonna fuck you good now. And you were like, that's a rule. Penis is everywhere. I'm a fucking slut. I have no respect for myself. That's what you said, Shannon. I don't want to hear about it anymore, Shannon.
Oh. Damn. Never bring it up.
God, it pisses me off.
Damn.
That's awesome.
Good for Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon got. I mean, look, having a threesome does rule. Having two chicks rules. To be honest with you, having two dudes drill you out from an aesthetic, not me personally, but from a female's perspective, right?
Sure.
Probably seems more fun and actually a more,
you don't have two dicks.
So now here's the thing, right? When you're talking about just how it works, a threesome.
Yeah.
Two guys fucking a chick physically works better than two chicks fucking a guy.
Why? It doubles the chance of having a baby with two chicks fucking
Because she could suck his dick while she's getting fucked. You could double penetrate. She's just sort of being fucked and she has multiple holes. Whereas a guy, it's a lot of awkward positions. You have to like, you know, you're not really able to...
Well, no, one chick is riding you or whatever, and then the other, you're just eating the other chick out, and then you'll just switch.
But that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Think about how many fun positions you can get in with a fucking, with two dudes.
But what other positions could you get?
This sounds like a trap.
I don't see anything else.
This sounds like, hey, you know how many positions.
Double penetration, double vag, you know.
Like you can't, I don't know, like. I don't know. Two chicks is just better. Than
I would rather have a threesome with two chicks. I'm just saying from a physical standpoint, physiologically, it makes more sense.
But how? That's what I'm trying to put together in my mind.
Because you can both fuck her at the same time, whereas two chicks can't fuck you at the same time.
You can fuck, but you can get fucked by two chicks.
But getting one can, fucked like, to eat your ass. Pussy is the dream.
One chick can stick her tongue up your asshole. You can fuck the other chick in the butt. Mm. It just sounds much better.
Yeah,
you know, two and you can get knock up both up, and then you get like a fucking family, dude.
Right there,
you don't get it with a fucking guy. Come on, get out of town, dude. Two chicks all the way. Two chicks, one family.
That's a great sex tape.
Yeah, that's gonna be mine. Family.
Chicks, all right, let's talk about this real quick. Garden State Plaza Mall requiring chaperones for kids under 18. And Chick-fil-A issues a new rule that teens under 16 have to be accompanied by a parent as well. A Pennsylvania Chick-fil-A.
Ooh. Oh.
Now, yeah.
I thought they were
going to
say they can't be gay. Like, eat a chicken sandwich. Like, they come by and just smack it out of your hand.
Is this a response? Wasn't there, like, a big fight at Garden State?
There was a huge fight at the Garden State Plaza Mall.
A few hundred people?
Kids
What's the
kids?
Garden State Plaza Mall?
That's in Jersey. It's in Paramus.
Right. Ooh.
Yeah. I understand that, though.
I do, too. Kids are fucking crazy. There was I live in Queens, and there was, like, this kids walking around with walkie-talkies and, like, fake guns and having little shootouts in the mall and shit.
Really?
I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
high school students are still terrifying. They terrified me in high school, and they fucking terrify me now.
Yeah.
These fucking young, that fucking my fucking teacher wife and all of that shit, dude. It sucks, dude.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not afraid of high school students at all. I just think that they don't have any money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They number one, they don't have any money. Mm-hmm. So what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Beat it.
Yeah. Get out the mall.
Get the fuck out the mall. Simple as that, right? Number two, they don't have any real understanding of consequences. I remember just being a fucking kid and just doing stupid shit, whether it's stealing, fighting, just driving dangerously, you know, doing drugs in an irresponsible way. You just, you don't really understand that you can die, that other people can get hurt. You know, it really is for me, especially, like I think back of all of the times that I did some really stupid shit and I was just a couple decisions away from either killing somebody, being in jail, ruining my life, like, you know, causing major damage. Like, and it was just like, you know, it was like my, it was like playing, like playing Frogger throughout my entire teenage years. I just kept on like jumping into traffic and just missing shit. And I don't think that I was like, I mean, maybe I did have a really bad, I had a particularly shitty upbringing, but I think there's a lot of people with particularly shitty upbringing. So you're just dealing with a lot of that.
Yeah.
What's going on with Chicago right now?
It's a fucking wasteland, isn't it?
What's happening?
There's like riots and shit. I've seen something this morning.
Isn't that typical Chicago behavior?
Yeah, but there was videos this weekend of like hundreds and hundreds of kids just fucking each other up.
What happened with these kids? Is it because they have...
If I was a 16-year-old kid and there was riots like that, I would have definitely been out there. Unquestionably. Is it... I know myself as a kid.
Oh, one punch.
It was the punch. I would have been trying to loot, unquestionably. Oh, okay, like I would loot during non-riots. Yeah. Like, I would go to the mall at night and I would just
yell out, oh!
Looting by yourself, just robbing places.
Look, he used to loot the kiosks.
Yeah.
They pulled the curtain down or whatever, the shredder. Nice. He realized everything on the bottom shelf.
Yeah, everything on the bottom shelf. You could just reach underneath and I'm like, oh, Beanie Baby, sure. I didn't even care. I just wanted it. I wanted to steal. I wanted to cause the chaos. Thrill.
I get that.
It's a victimless crime.
I used to do that.
Well, that's what it was. It was sort of like a one-man looting. Like, I was always ready to loot.
Yeah.
Always ready to steal. I stole so much as a teenager.
I never did the looting thing. I would steal from like businesses and shit.
Probably had a different experience being a black teenager growing up than
you, Joe.
Than me, a white kid. I guess my dad
could loot from the top shelf.
But it's scarier.
Yeah,
now,
kids
aren't scared now.
We just...
Like, I don't think kids have ever been scared.
Really? No, I was always scared.
I guess it's genuinely how you're raised. Like, my mom would teach me to steal when I was a kid. She would teach me to steal the tester, like the perfume testers at the pharmacy. From when I was a little kid, my mom would steal. I was stealing from when I was my son's age, 10 years old, unquestionably.
My God.
I was already stealing.
Yeah. You were born into this life.
I was born into the darkness.
My God.
We would go into the ShopRite parking lot, and we would just open every door.
No.
Having a car alarm back then, 1991, 1992, you got to be a bougie motherfucker, right? Car alarms were not standard and
everything. That's when you had the Viper. Remember? That was the system that they put in the car.
Yeah, you'd go to a place and they would, for $300 or $400, they would put in a car alarm system. And that was the Dane Cook joke.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a car. That's if there was lyrics to the, Dane Cook would write lyrics to the car alarm music.
I remember that.
Hell yeah. Oil is my blood. I love that joke.
Yeah, like dude.
That's not harmful to swallow, is it?
Maybe, I don't know.
Could have been, dude. Okay. One of his earlier masterpieces.
But we would just walk through the ShopRite parking lot, and we would just open the car, and then 9 times out of 10, there was change in the console.
You and your mom did this.
No. This is me and my friends.
Oh, okay.
Take a kid sitting in the back seat. Reason?
No, we got caught one time. I remember I went to a car and then the lady came out and I just improvised and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought this was my aunt's car. Yeah. Oh my God. And what's funny is it looked like my aunt's car and that's why I thought, like, I'm not good at improv. I had to see my aunt's car in order to be like, aunt's car, got it.
Yeah.
And then I told her, and then she was like, yeah, sure, whatever. But we would just go to the parking lot. Once in a while, you would catch some dollars, right? Once in a while, we were never trying to like steal the car. We weren't trying to steal the radio. We weren't doing damage. We just wanted to get the $2 and change out of the center console and then fucking move on to the next car.
And this was 10.
This was 10 years old. This was 10 years old because I was in summer camp, right? In summer camp where I went, it wasn't like sleepaway camp. It was a day camp. Was this a common thing everywhere?
What, sleepaway camps and stuff?
No,
just like a day thing where they kind of made you do like events and stuff.
So you show up
in the summertime,
So summertime, West Havish Elementary School, you would show up, and the really poor kids would just stay at the school and play pickup sticks and checkers and like kickball or whatever.
Yeah.
But they would also take the school buses and they would go out to a swimming pool or the movie theater, right? We would go see movies. We would go to, you know, Six Flags would be the big one at the end of the year. Rye Playland. We didn't even go to Six Flags. We went to Rye Playland. That was like the big trip.
Okay.
You know, but we would go bowling. Every Tuesday would be bowling. It'd be something different. But I was poor, so my mom would be like, no, you got to go play pickup sticks. So I needed to get money for the my day camp. So that summer, I was just fucking robbing cars left and right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Left and right.
That's smart.
Hell yeah, dude.
It was that. And that was it. You know, it was, you know, just what we fucking did. It's how we made money. And I continued to hustle up until I just started to make money when I was 19 years old. I didn't even make a lot of money, but I started making enough money selling comedy club tickets on the street that like I was making like $500 a week.
You were doing like that 19? At
19. That's when I moved to New York City. That's how I got introduced to comedy. Mm-hmm. And that like saved me because I was like robbing car, but it started getting into crazier shit. Like we were like at one point we were like, you know, stealing from the mall and we were like selling sneakers and golf clubs and like we were like having like, just I was becoming a fucking criminal. And if I didn't answer that ad for the Village Voice and start selling tickets for the New York Comedy Club, it's how I met Emilio. And so, you know, what's funny is me and those guys, the guys who own the New York Comedy Club now, we competed selling comedy club tickets 20 years ago. We were on the street. I'd be like on the corner of 42nd and 7th. Yeah. Maybe on the corner of 42nd and Broadway. We'd be mean mugging each other. Yeah, like, yo, this is my comedy turf, motherfucker. Yeah. And that's what it was back in the day. That's how I met all these guys, right? Dave Smith, that's how we got started in this business, with selling comedy club tickets. I met Kurt Metzger. Day one of that job, I entered the ad in the Village Voice. Kurt Metzger entered the ad the same day. So we just stood on the same corner smoking cigarettes, just shooting the shit. Years before I did stand-up. This is when Metzger was maybe 2 years into comedy. Mm-hmm. And he was terrible at it. He couldn't even stop anybody, and I was the fucking best. I was the best at selling comedy club tickets. The best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, baby boys.
That's dope.
And yeah, that's how I got exposed to all this. But that was, I just started making more money than I was making hustling. I wasn't I wasn't like a good hustler, like but making like $500 a week, I was like, shit, dude. I was like, I can just do this for the rest of my life. This could be like, you know, and yeah, that's why I stopped really just like doing like criminal shit. I still would.
Yeah.
But it was like, then it's, I stayed in the petty crime realm for a long time until I started making like real money. And then I just, you know, stopped. What, but I stole toothpaste. I didn't pay for toothpaste until 5 years ago. No, I don't think once. See, I don't think I ever paid for toothpaste until 5 years ago, once in my entire life. I was like, I was like, I'm not doing that. That's crazy. I refuse. It's too
See, I don't count that as crime. What's I don't care. I don't know. Like,
that's essential.
Just like, just grabbing shit from Rite Aid or whatever and just walking out.
Nah. Stealing a loaf of bread to feed your family. Who? What kind of criminal is that?
That's not a crime. Jean Valjean.
Yeah. If he stole
the
like
plot from Les Miserables. Yeah.
If he stole Crest.
No, I
used to do that. Oh, my bad. Go
ahead. No, please go ahead.
I used to go to like CVS and Rite Aid, and you know, you just print out all. You go to the kiosk and you get all those coupons. I don't know if they still do it, but you can scan those coupons for everything. Like, if it said $2 off a Dove deodorant, you can scan it for a bag of chips. So
really?
I used to, I put like, you know, Menuhin and all them, right?
Yeah, of course.
I put them on it. Like, I used to just go to Rite Aid and be like, yo, give me your rewards card thing and just print out all these receipts and just be like, all right, let's just get it.
Smart. We would get smart hustle. Yeah. Scan that too, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Yeah. I don't know if they still do it now. I don't know. You had to use self-checkout, though.
I mean, I would, when I was like 10 years old, 11 years old, I would find a receipt in the parking lot and I would just go back into the supermarket, grab three things off the shelf that are on the receipt and return them and take the $25.
Nice.
And that was that. That was like,
I've never done it, but I've seen that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just constantly like little hustles like that.
Yeah.
Just little things that you can do.
Yeah.
I
used to go to like Marshall's and Ross, and you can just go in, put a pair of sneakers on and walk out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can still do that. They haven't changed that. That's still out there, by the way, guys. You can do that. I used to just, I mean, to this day, like, if, what's the last thing I stole? I stole from the airport recently.
But that don't count either.
If it's convenience. Yeah. Like if I'm running late.
Yeah.
I'll just
like, look, y'all get it. Y'all figure it out.
Go.
Y'all
overcharge me. I spend enough money here that I want to steal this fucking hoodie.
You stole that hoodie?
I was going to. Oh, okay. I was at the airport. I was in St. Louis this weekend, and there was tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
So my flight was supposed to be Sunday morning, 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Come home, spend the day with my kid, go to Six Flags. And the night before Saturday night, they canceled my flight. They're like, canceled. Now you got to take a flight Sunday night to D.C., spend the night in D.C., come home. I'd be on a flight right now. I wouldn't even be able to be here today.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck this, dude. And then I tried everything. And then finally, I was able to find a flight from Kansas City, which is a four-hour drive from St. Louis. Mm-hmm. The next morning, I spent $2,000
on
fucking a flight from Kansas City. And then when I got to the Kansas City airport, it was fucking freezing. So then I was like, I need a hoodie. And I fucking saw this, and it was $90.
Wow.
And
shit.
I was like, I just spent $2,000 on a fucking flight. And it was, I put it on. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to just walk out with this. I was like, fuck this. Yeah. Then I was like, you know what? I know my luck.
Uh-huh.
I was like, this is the type of thing. You. They're going to stop me and they're going to arrest me. Yeah. It's not even going to be like, oh, hey, sir, you forgot to pay for that hoodie. It's like, they watch me do this and look at the cameras and then put it on.
Yeah.
So I opted against it, but it really just was grinding my gears to spend $2,000 on a flight and then $90 on a hoodie.
Damn.
$90 on a hoodie.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Fucking crazy.
You're probably wearing a special hoodie. Yeah.
No, my wife is really good at it. For some reason, whenever we go to the airport, they just don't charge her for food. They just forget to charge her for the food.
Love it.
It's amazing. It never happens to me. They charge me for everything. Shit, I didn't even fucking order.
They got their eyes on
me. Yeah.
Big guy. They're big guy, Monroe.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, shout out to everyone who came out in St. Louis. Those were really fun shows.
I've never been to St. Louis. It was a great
audience. Good time. Yeah. Funny Bone, awesome club. Really, really cool club. I had a lot of fun. All right, let's talk about this. World's first skin tone condoms launched in a bid to make sex more inclusive.
I'd like that.
I think you want to see the condom on, right? You don't want it to be skin tone. It's not a Band-Aid.
I
want to
pretend I'm a black man when I'm having sex, dude. This is going to make me fucking... look at this tiny little black man's dick.
Yeah,
fucking
for you, it's a skin tone condom. For us, it's formal wear.
I'm a ninja fucking getting in here with my skin.
Easy. Pussy is black tie.
Go ahead.
You like this ninja dick?
Yeah.
Let's see. The world's first skin tone condom.
Why is the white one so white? And the black one.
That's a pale guy right there.
You know,
it's so black. That's an albino dick.
There's going to be an ally white guy that has like one shade darker than he actually is. And he's like, well, you know, I'm part this and that.
What if you have that disease where it makes your skin all like blotchy?
Vitiligo.
Vitiligo, yeah.
That's what Michael Jackson had.
Yeah. No, he had pedophilia.
Oh.
You're saying that.
Is that a direct cause of it?
So sure, Shannon, this is good. Is there more in the gallery?
Let it, dude? Dick you down with a condom, with like a skin tone condom?
Look, it's two different skin tones.
I just feel like I felt like this existed before this.
Oh, because they were like pink and shit.
Yeah, I guess that was.
Yeah,
I was trying to find like a YouTube commercial. I wasn't able to find it, but I was able to find some TikTok commercials.
Damn, this girl's hungry,
right? She probably bit a hole in a condom by mistake.
What a slut! She's eating condoms.
Yeah,
she got pregnant right after this commercial.
Hell yeah.
That's the biggest problem with the dark ones. People are going to think they're chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it? Hanukkah?
I can't wear a condom. Me and my girl got to figure something out. Is there an over the counter? No, she doesn't want to do anything.
Oh, then just pay for the abortion.
She doesn't want to do anything. And then also, I mean, I don't think she'd get an abortion either.
Punch her in the stomach.
You know? Well, whatever. You'd be a good dad again.
I think so. Now, is there a male contraception that's like over the counter now that like works?
Pulling out, baby.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't do it.
Because she's moving in. That's my concern, is that I'm going to...
Just get a vasectomy.
Splooge up.
Gonna get it, unless she wants kids, though.
Does she? Just freeze your sperm, then.
Sounds like a trap.
No, it's not a trap. She has expressed clearly. She's like, yeah, don't get me pregnant.
Because I'm keeping it.
But do you want kids?
Yeah. And I'm naming it Baby James 2.
I would. We already named Baby James 2. That's the baby we joke about on the Legion of Skanks, and we do horrible things to Baby James 2.
Okay.
So this would be Baby James 3. Is there male contraception? Do you have an answer to this?
No, they're not currently. It says only external condoms and vasectomies are the only current male birth control tools.
I feel like we read a thing about a pill years ago, but that's probably still in testing.
There are a couple different ones, that were in testing, but they're not out yet. They were in like mouse testing stage.
What about the foam? Chicks can do the foam, the spermicidal foam.
Oh, I used to do that, dude. I fucking, in high school, that was my shit, doggy. It was a little pill. You fucking put it up into the cervix. You plug it up. It melts away.
Yeah. And then they're supposed to like that. It has rabies.
Yeah.
I never used the dental dam, any of that shit.
Never used it, but I used to use, they're called spermicidal inserts.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
great name for a band.
Yeah. When my buddy lost his virginity with a girl, they didn't have condoms, and I had my spermicide inserts. Yeah. And she's like, I've never used it. And she's like, can you put it in me? And then I inserted the spermicidal insert inside of her.
So they can have sex.
So they could have sex. And I remember when I put it in, I did give it a little fucking bangaboo. Yeah. A little bangaboo. Here you go, girl.
She had to pay toll, though. Yeah. That's the charge. It's like, look.
I'm a creep. I'm a creep.
Sounds like you had a fun childhood.
Had a good time.
Hell yeah, man.
Good times. Good man.
It's like checking the car for change.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? That shit all those things fuck with chicks is like pH balance and fucking all that other stuff. You know.
Yeah.
I gotta be careful. My dirty talk is like literally like, babe, can I get you pregnant? That's like nice. That's a good Puerto Rican in me just really like whatever it is. She told me she was ovulating.
You don't even say
she told me
it.
She was she told me she was ovulating the other day.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like, what? That like got my, like got my blood boiling.
Yeah. I mean, but it is like
you're turning into an oval. Extra, don't get that.
It is like extra wet when they're ovulating.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
They're ready.
It's gonna be a problem. It's gonna be a problem, guys. I'm gonna probably have another kid in the next year.
That's is that cool. What you want?
It's not that I want another kid. It's just that I just know the way life works. Life will find a way. You know,
way.
You keep on cream pieing your girlfriend.
You ask her for trouble.
Yeah. No, I don't cream pie.
No?
I don't cream pie. Oh, you know what she told me too?
What?
She told me that I could get rub and tugs.
Well, that's nice, but only from guys.
No, she told. Well, she didn't say that. I made a joke. I got a massage, and she was like, "Oh, was it a rub and tug?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then she kind of like laughed.
Yeah.
And then I was like, "No, it wasn't a rub and tug." And then she was like, "Oh." And I was like, "Why would you not have cared?" And she was like, "I don't think so." And I was like, "Really?" Mm. And then she was like, "I really wouldn't care if the girl wasn't attractive at all. If it was just like some fucking old Chinese lady." And I'm like, "I can get old lady Chinese rub and tugs. This is fucking great." I enjoy a rub and tug here and there.
Never been.
You never been?
Never been.
I'll buy you a rub and tug today, my bro.
Right.
Let's go, doggy. Would your chick let you get a rub and tug or would she be pissed?
She'd be pissed.
That
and we got them around our way.
Furious. Yeah. Wow.
We got them around our way. They'd be like, Masaji? And Masaji is rub and tug.
No, there's a few ways you can tell. Number one, if you go to a massage.
If they're standing outside.
If you go to
the sign.
No,
right?
The sign is if you go to a massage place and the door is locked and you have to hit a buzzer. And then there's two doors in lock because that's because they're not letting police raid them regularly, right? That's number one. If they're open past like 9 o'clock, there's no reputable massage therapists that are giving massages at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. It just ain't happening.
Just trying to burn the midnight oil.
Number three, if she shows up and she's wearing lingerie.
That's what they call it when they jerk you off.
You want the midnight oil?
If she's wearing lingerie when she opens the door.
Yeah.
Very good chance that this is a hooker. Yeah. If she's crying and has bruises on her body.
Yep.
Very, very good chance.
If she sleeps on the table, you're getting the massage on.
If she comes out of
a
door
a sex slave.
And there's a bunch of other Asians sleeping on the floor.
If it's a pet store / massage
store. Benny in the Jet says, no way I'm coming from a hand job.
Nice.
No, I agree with that too. Like hand jobs are just pregame. Like it's not the whole.
You'll come from a rub and tug hand job.
Yeah, these girls know their business.
They know what they're doing. It's not like just a fucking like a teenage hand job. If you remember from high school, right?
Yeah.
This is like a fucking. These girls do this. They massage your body. They go around your ass. They start playing with your balls from behind. And you're like, ooh, okay. And then you flip over, and she's like, oh, and if you take too long, she's like, oh, you take too long. You're too strong. And she like starts complimenting you in a weird way. You're like, oh, you bitch. Here we go.
You got me.
You got me.
And do they clean it up? Like, how do they clean it up?
They
just leave you there with your jizz on your stomach?
They leave you a hot towel. They fucking come in. They give you some water. Like, you want some candy? They give you some candy at the end of it. I highly recommend it. Not for nothing.
I do it for the candy.
It really is like fucking way way better than a regular massage.
Yeah,
they jerk you off and give you candy at the end of it. It's vastly superior than an Equinox massage.
And a regular massage is expensive.
Yep. This shit's fucking, for the same price as a high-end massage, this sex slave will jerk you off and give you candy at the end of it. So.
Sounds like a deal.
Nice.
Yeah. Shannon, would you let your man get a rub and tug or would it bother you?
Are there rub and tugs for women?
It would bother me.
Yeah. It would bother you.
Yeah.
Damn.
Why?
I just don't like interacting sexually with another woman.
What if it's just an old Chinese lady who's not happy to be there? Yeah. No. She's not happy. He's not happy.
Either this or collecting cans at 4 a.m.
No, I don't like the idea of it.
Okay.
Damn.
What are you going to do? All right, we're going to wrap this one up. Lots of fun on this show. Go support Monroe and his new podcast, Thank Joe you. Gorman, the Locker Room Talk Show. We'll be back on Wednesday Ooh. With another incredible episode. Until then, good night.
Good night.
He's on fire!
That's all, folks.